Time to talk business with Jack Robinson. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk on Fridays. This Friday, we're going to talk trash. Some business owners in downtown and midtown Sacramento want to rethink how their trash is collected. And part of this has to do with how alleys in the Central Business District could be developed.
This is an interesting trend we've talked about before called alley activation around the country. Cities are looking for ways to create inviting retail walkable environments in old back alleys. Places like Seattle and San Francisco are leading the charge on this, but Sacramento has a lot of alleys too, and several businesses around here in midtown and downtown would like to activate their alleys. So one example that's often been pointed to is the alley behind the Old Soul, original Old Soul location, where some other businesses face onto an alley.
Yeah, I guess having dumpsters and garbage trucks in the alley gets in the way of creating those kind of spaces.
Exactly, and that's spurring a discussion about commercial trash collection in downtown and midtown. Some merchants say part of the problem is that you have all these competing trash haulers with trucks running around the alleys, and they would like to see trash companies bid for a contract so there would be a single hauler to serve the whole area to reduce the clutter and chaos. That's sort of what goes on in Old Sac now, and merchants there say it works pretty well. But there's another business group that's against the solution, saying it could get expensive for property owners.
A victory this week for people in Sacramento's Curtis Park neighborhood, people who didn't want a gas station as part of the proposed Safeway included in that Curtis Park Village development. Sacramento City Council rejected the idea. Supporters were saying that it would have created jobs. Opponents said it would have discouraged environmentally friendly transportation. What does this mean for the project?
The key question is whether Safeway would be willing to proceed without the gas station. The developer says no, and neighbors objected to this project, and they've really been fighting the developer from day one. So anything could happen, but the developer says Safeway won't proceed without the gas station, and he says the alternative is Grocery Outlet, which is a discount grocer that may not be very popular with the neighborhood either. We'll have to see.
Sunrise Mall in Citrus Heights recently got a new owner. Could we be seeing new stores there?
It's definitely possible. The new owner is a New York company that owns a lot of similar enclosed malls. So we don't know what kind of changes there will be, but they're unlikely to be dramatic. It's acquired a property that has some challenges, but it also has a loyal cadre of shoppers and some strong stores, too. So Sonia Sorich, our retail reporter, says the new owner might look to bring in more restaurants, or they might look for mega stores like Dick's Sporting Goods, that kind of thing, that offer sort of an experience for shoppers. That's the trend. Believe it or not, though, some classic mall elements like Orange Julius could give Sunrise Mall kind of a retro charm. That's actually a selling point with some shoppers.
The DMV could soon be issuing the world's first safety regulations for self-driving cars.
This is a big step in the right direction. The DMV actually was supposed to deliver these rules a year ago, but this is a hugely complicated task. This is emerging technology, and there are a lot of complex questions. For example, how does a state agency tell manufacturers what's safe and what isn't? Google alone probably has hundreds of engineers working on that very question.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.